Hello, everybody. It's Marcy from wavesofcommunication.com. Welcome to another episode of the Language Facilitation Helpline podcast, and thank you for tuning in today. The fastest results come when you enjoy the process of language facilitation. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another video on the Waves of Communication channel. My name is Marcy Melzer. I'm an intuitive speech-language pathologist and natural speech and behavior facilitation expert. And today, I have an exciting video sort of slash announcement to share with you. We are going to be talking about five reasons that you should hire a facilitator. Well, and here we go. What we're going to be talking about on today's video is how do certified facilitators work? Because there never have been certified facilitators until now, and I'm going to tell you how the process works. I'm also going to talk about five reasons to hire a certified professional to help you if you are the parent or caregiver of a late talking child, and criteria of a good natural facilitator. We're going to talk about that so you find the right one. And we're going to talk about where to find good facilitator candidates, because you'll need to weed through some to find the right one. And I'm also going to share how to choose the right facilitator, because remember, it is important that you pick the right person because they're going to be very influential in your child's life. And finally, we're going to be talking about natural speech facilitation certification. So, like I said, welcome to the video. If you're watching live, make sure you give this one a thumbs up for me. I've been working super hard after traveling the world to come up with the source, the solution that's going to help parents, and the way that you can access the solution. And it's a win-win for not just parents, but a lot of caregivers who are looking to help you, and how to make all that match and get together and basically elevate your progress, maximize your progress, get the progress you want faster, easier, and enjoy the process a lot more. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Let's get into it, because it's quite a bit that we're talking about. Remember, there never have been certified facilitators before. And we need them, because here's what's going on. The number of late talkers is increasing. So parents are frustrated by the lack of support they receive, and they need help. And they're often only given judgment, diagnosis, and cookie cutter services instead of real help. And so, like I said, there is a way that you can help parents get this help. And it is basically, you can find this help in a certified facilitator assistant, basically someone that you're going to hire. And every day, more parents are deciding to leave behind these broken school and therapy systems that only see their child as impaired. So this is why parents around the world are seeking professional caregivers to work with their late talking child at home and at school, because they can't do it all themselves. They need somebody to work with, and they're looking for a very specific someone. They're looking for someone who knows how to naturally motivate a child to start using speech functionally. So if you're watching my channel, you are a natural facilitator, and I know that you want hands-on support for this process, because many parents need support to plan and execute the 2 to 3 hours of daily speech facilitation activities that are needed for support. So what happens is parents get started and they can't manage all of it by themselves. So imagine having someone in your home who you can trust will connect with your child, won't prompt them, won't force them, won't make them not like speech and language, but connect with them and teach them constantly while they're in your house, and you can learn from them at the same time. So now, because I've developed this course, parents have the option of hiring a trained facilitator. So listen, these are the reasons that you need to hire these people. It's a better return on investment of your time and money. It makes your life easier. So, like I said, you're going to get a lot better progress with a lot less investment when you hire a natural facilitator. And it's going to make your life easier because you can give this caregiver jobs that you struggle with. I did this myself as a mom when I had caregivers look after my kids. They taught them the things that I couldn't, and we worked together. Number three, you want to have someone who can support your mindset through all the triggers, all the ups and downs, all the worries, all the what ifs that come into the natural mind of a parent of a late talker. Now, you want to get faster progress with better language, and hiring a facilitator makes sense because they're going to be able to provide expanded language models, and they're focused on that job alone when you've got 5 million other jobs to do, right? So number five reason is that you're able to stay calm during troubling behavior. This person can help you manage the calm and keep things on the rails instead of off the rails when those troubling behaviors hit. And you'll get quicker school readiness and school integration when you hire someone to work with you to help you. These reasons are what it takes. Now, hiring the right facilitator is the key, and you want to carefully choose the person because this person will be extremely influential in your child's life. So here are the criteria for success, meaning you want to find a caregiver, someone who's a natural caregiver, and they have these things. Now, you see that there is no previous education in here, child development, all of that stuff. That stuff is not necessary. It can benefit or it can hurt. But what is important are these six things. Number one, this person has the experience of being the primary caregiver for kids, for a lot of kids, for their own kids, for other people's kids. They know what it's like to do the good, the bad, and the ugly for children. Number two, they have experience teaching kids life skills. So not only do they just look after kids and keep them clean, but they know how to teach things, okay? And they love all kids, and they're invested in helping them succeed no matter what they're doing, no matter what they're involved in, no matter what their personality is, they love them all. And number four, you want someone who agrees with conscious, positive-only parenting models because you want someone who's going to stay calm when your child shows and throws some crazy nonverbal behaviors that are difficult to understand. So you want people that are going to respond with conscious, positive parenting models. And you want someone who's able to stay calm during troubling behavior because, like I said, you are going to need that support. And the more calm around when these behaviors come up, the faster they go away. And number six is that this person is willing to see learning from a child's perspective. That means they're not stuck on any one method or whatever. So remember, these facilitators, you might want to go get a speech therapy student or a kid at the college who's been studying child development or someone who's in psychology or something like that, and think that that school book training is going to help them be a better facilitator for your child. And I'm going to posit that it's the opposite that's true. There are many more important things to understand and accept about the person you hire than their previous training, because you want someone that's going to learn with and through your family experience. Because somebody who comes in and says they know it all and they fix kids and they know how to take care of it has not met enough late talkers, because there's always one that's going to show a behavior that you don't understand, and you're going to have to work through the facilitation process to understand it. See, a trained, certified person is going to know and have experience over time to look at lots of these kids. And some of them who are biased towards a certain way of method, they always throw the same solution at all the kids. And you don't want that. You want someone who's flexible, who's going to connect and get to know your child. This is very, very important. And we're going to talk about how to find this person. So here again are those criteria for success if you want to screenshot this video, this slide. Okay. And moving forward, we got to figure out where to find them. So the idea and how most people who are actually selling services to parents, they go to the places where parents hang out. So you want to find them where other parents who have this problem are talking about it. And they're offering suggestions to each other and they're making recommendations to each other because you want to be in there knowing what people do. Now, these parent groups on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, not so much on TikTok and that. Remember, these are long form things that parents are looking for real information and advice. They don't want short form, TikTok-y, you know, things like that. You're one of them. You know what you watch. You watch long things. And if you want to find other people, go into the parent groups where people are sharing because they're full of professional lurkers. I know that's what I did. I went in to see what kinds of problems do parents have. What kinds of solutions are people offering so that I could see what people liked, what they didn't, all of that. And you want to be there. Now, I have a group that you can join on Facebook, Natural Language Facilitation Resources and Connections. I just changed the name because I really want to invite not just parents to this group, but also professional facilitators. You see, when you're in the group and you're sharing your questions and you're talking about strategies or you wanted to know what video should I watch for this or that, and you start asking questions in that group, then the facilitators will see you and they'll start to target you and you'll see their advertisement, you'll see their information, and then you'll have more choice, right? Because you want these facilitators to find you as well as you find them because you match over ideology. You want to find people who are natural facilitators by mindset from the beginning, and they're already talking about these things. If you've got where do I find the next ABA or sign my kid up for school, that group might not have facilitators that you would want to hire, but there would be caregivers in there looking for jobs, right? So that's what we're just saying here is you've got to find someone. They're not going to be trained now because the training isn't just coming out, but you want to find the right candidate for the position first. That's what we're talking about here. So these parent groups are great places to see, and mine is one of them, full of parents. And I know that there are professionals in there lurking around too. Now, I also have a community where parents have signed up. Many of you are members of my community. It's a forum where there's a lot of Q&A going on and people want to know what to do or who to work with. And this is where I will be recommending these new certified people to show up because you're going to find exactly the right mindset of client slash facilitator match right here in this community. If people start talking about ABA and all that other stuff, we redirect them back to how these natural facilitation strategies work better. So in my forum on my website, wavesofcommunication.com is another place where you could potentially find providers. Now, the other place that mostly parents are using that are set up right now, full of providers that potentially meet your criteria, are these online search caregiver search platforms, right? So you can look for local agencies, so Nannies by You or that kind of thing. Because remember, you want to find someone that lives near you so they can come to your house frequently. But the big ones, people who are professional caregivers and want top rates as a caregiving provider, and they want to set up regular stuff and constant work, businesses, basically, right? They are registering themselves on care.com, nanny.com, and places like nextdoor.com, which have more services that not just nannies, but things like plumbers and things like that. So you want to look for services like these things. And then there's travel nanny services for special reasons. So maybe this is a really big thing that I'm very interested in lately. A lot of parents maybe don't have a facilitator at their home, but they could use one. And when they really hire them, they'll break down and always hire them is when they travel, right? Because there are so many unexpected situations in a travel. If you have to go on an airplane, you have to eat new food, you have to meet new people, you have to keep your child safe depending on where you go. So if you're going to Bali or Indonesia or one of these other places that are very family friendly, Jamaica, very family friendly and even have resorts that are available for kids who are not talking yet and children with special needs, and to support their parents so the parents can have a nice vacation, right? Parents who never hired a nanny or facilitator before will do it for vacation. And I think this is the wrong attitude. Why don't you have a person all the time? But if you are traveling, and see what also happens, it's so interesting. When people hire these nannies and they go to new places like Bali or Jamaica or Australia or wherever they're traveling to, right? And they're going, they're resorting there and they're having fun. And the focus is not on anything but having fun. Right? Everything's fun and you want to keep them safe and happy, no meltdowns, everybody enjoying. We want everybody to always have a good time. And so having a facilitator help make that happen, we hire them as people who go places. You hire tour guides, you hire coaches, you hire other people who facilitate a better experience for you. And I know that parents hire nannies when they travel because there are whole services, like you can see right here, there's adventurenannies.com, which is travel only nannies. So a nanny who works with special needs kids in a foreign country is a great choice for you to work with. Now, you're going to want to interview your candidates very carefully again, because this person will be extremely influential in your child's life and also in your entire family. They're going to be spending a lot of hours with you. So you're going to want to interview them carefully. And I've got some ideas here for you. But the first one is this, and everybody needs to screenshot this video, this slide, because once you get their CV and experience, you're going to conduct a phone interview, but you are going to be tempted to start talking immediately about your child and talking about your experiences and what they did and all of this stuff, right? So what you're going to be doing is you're going to be working on facilitating this partnership, and your child is not part of that first relationship. You really want to make sure that this is the right person to introduce before you even introduce your child to this person, okay? So avoid the temptation to start talking about your child's history and their behaviors and their stuff until you really get a feel and you know that you want to work with this person. And you should focus on them first, always them first, to learn their mindset and methods, because they will share it very, very quickly with you, very quickly. So here's how you're going to do that. I've got some interview questions and ideas. So remember, avoid that temptation to talk about your kid first. Talk about them first. And you're going to do that by asking them questions about who they are and who they project to the world, because these are the models that your child is going to be learning from. So you want to know who they are. And you start by who they are, who they have been forever, by asking about their passions and personal talents. Maybe they're a musician or an artist, or they like sport or something like that. And they're going to bring those passions into your world. If they match what you and your family like, that's a super win-win, right? Or if they're super different but interesting and you want to learn new about it, also a win-win. So you got to know what they like and what they do and what they're good at, because those are what they're bringing to the table. Whether they know childcare or not, that doesn't matter. You want to know who they are. And the second one here is to ask about their personal exposure to kids. How much time have they spent around kids? What did they do? What were the roles? What kinds of things did they help them do? And you want to get two specific experiences. Just have them tell the story of how they taught a child to go from point A to point B. Potty training, getting them to eat, getting them to hold their hand, getting them to take their shoes off. You know, whatever they did, they facilitated it. And you want to know the story of how they did that. That's going to tell you everything about their mindset. And then you're going to ask, how do they connect with kids who aren't talking? What do they do? What are their strategies to get the child to start listening to them? They're going to learn all this in the course, but you want to know what instinctively, intuitively they use when they meet someone for the first time, because again, you want this to be the best experience for your child, and you want someone who's ready to go on day one. And then you're going to ask them to describe, this is a key, three ways to deal with resistance. So if the child was in a tantrum, and you can even give examples of resistance examples that you encountered, okay? So this, once you realize that they're a good listener and they're ready to work with you, right? And not take your child away and start making them do stuff and they're a good candidate, then you give an example of your child's behavior and wait for a response. Don't tell them what other people did. Don't tell them what you did. Just tell them this is what they did and tell the story about it and wait. Mic drop it, because you want to see what they say. You want to see how they respond to whatever you're worried about, because eventually it's got to come out. You're going to tell them what you're worried about and they're going to see it through these examples. So you're looking for somebody who understands that all behaviors communication, no matter what the child did or is doing, and they show empathy for your child's frustration that they don't have words to share that same message. So this is very, very important that you're going to give examples, okay? Now, the next thing you're going to do is invite them over for a 1-hour trial session. The rest of your sessions aren't only going to be an hour, but you're going to try it out, because once you get a good feel on the phone, this is why you get a good feel for how they interact with your child and your family. And this is all it is. You're going to get a feel for their personality. Are they listening? Are they responding to the child? Do they listen when you talk about your concerns? Do they listen when you talk about what you have in your house, the structure and things that you want to do? And do they look for, this is what you want to do. You want to look for initiative. Do they step in and connect and offer to help? In the first session, they should take that initiative to do it. If they're quiet and shy and waiting for you to tell them what to do and, you know, looking for the right opportunity, and you see them kind of quiet and stuff, this is not your person. You want someone to jump in and get started on day one to prove to the child in this 1 hour, and they can do it in 1 hour, that they are a good match. So once you find this candidate, right, this person who is amazing, and the reality is you're going to feel great when you find this person. They're going to match what you want. They're going to be like another you that feels the same way about things and wants to show up. And because they care so much about your child, that's why they're like you. They're motivated because they're in the process of getting a job, a caregiving job. And they're looking to work with someone who has challenges, because they don't want just any old caregiving job. They have more skills than that. They want to really help kids succeed, and they want to help kids overcome problems, and they want to help them get ready for their future so they don't fail. And you see a future that you want with this person. You're going to feel great when you find them. And then you're going to want to keep them forever. You're going to want to train them. You're going to want to show them everything about you. And you're going to want to keep them in your life until your child is a chatterbox. Okay. I know you're going to want to keep them forever, but they may not stay forever. They may move on and work with someone else, because the process, see, the key here about working with a certified person is the whole time that they are working with you, you are learning from them, from the experience. And so on the days that they're not at your house, you are doing work. So if they have to take a vacation, because everybody does, or they have to move on and work with another family, you're not completely lost. If you need another facilitator, now you have the experience of hiring one to find another one, or you can take it over yourself and do it yourself, because you learn so much from working with a certified person who's trained in this method every single day, lots of hours a week. Now you could maybe get certified and help other families too. There's all these potentials, but the main thing is about you with your child who needs to get caught up now, who's not ready for school. I saw a comment come in right here that Jessica says, that's my issue with school. Our son is terrified. It's terrified because you can't just hire anybody. You do need help. And I know you need help, because even the parents that work with me online, they work, they've done the courses, they've bought the books, they've been through the workbook, they've been through the year workbook, they've been through months and months and months of time. They need help, because a mom has so many things to keep track of, not just raising and focusing on development of the child. You've got the other things in your life to do too. And when you hire someone who is 150,000% focused on helping your child develop, it will bring you back to that job every time you get distracted into entertainment things that you probably shouldn't be doing, or strategies that you probably shouldn't be doing, or other things that you wouldn't feel as good about as you do when you connect with your child and have fun and facilitate that stuff. And when they come back to meet you on the days off and you tell them all the things you've done, they will learn from you, and the child will see that you're a team working together to help them. It's all about them, right? And it's not just about doing everything for them, all these people. It's about all these people equipping and empowering that kid to be independent and better and learning. And I did it all day long. This is the experience that you're going for, okay? So let's get into this certification bit. Once you find them, you're going to get them certified. And I've got the method. I've got the resource. It's finally coming out, you guys, after 6 months of hard work putting this course together. So the reason you want to find a certified, you want to get them certified and trained, is so that they have all the information and strategies needed to implement within your household for the best outcome. So somebody's doing it. If you can't do it, they're doing it. Somebody's doing the right thing all the time. And that's how the best outcome happens. And this certification course was designed to solve the specific problems faced by parents of late talkers and their parents. Because different kids have problems, and as a result, their parents have problems. And when their parents get judged, their kids end up with problems. There's all these problems that happen. And that's what parents tend to focus on, is the problems. And your facilitator will learn to focus on solutions. Every certified facilitators use every environment too. They're going to teach your child in the house. They're going to teach your child in the community. And if you need to teach your child in the school, okay? But hopefully they'll get them ready to go on their own, because this course is so comprehensive and cooperative that you will all learn naturally together, okay? And as this child's progress happens, so you're all going to be learning, the child's going to be progressing. It is win, 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 win all over the place with this comprehensive course. And that's why I made it the way I made it, okay? Now, the new certification is launching this week. So here on the right here where it says there's two buttons active on the thing right now. You can sign up for the certification and pay for it, but it's not released yet. It's going to come out this week. But right now, today, you can explore two lessons free. So just go to wavesofcommunication.com. There's a button on the main page of the website that directs you here. Just look for professional certification. On wavesofcommunication.com, you'll see it. And also in the newsletter, you're going to get information about this. So you're going to be able to explore these two lessons for free from the beginning to see how it is. And you can use the course to train yourself along with your professional facilitator. So here's the deal. Certification candidates, to get certified and get your certificate, they have to provide 50 hours of one-on-one facilitation with a family to complete their certification, to actually get their certificate. So that's it. They've got to work with a family in order to get the thing. And the price, the launch price, is $111 US. And there is no other natural facilitator training this comprehensive available anywhere in the world, even on my own platform. This is beyond everything I have ever done, with quizzes and worksheets and everything, to use your workbook, to use the videos, hours and hours of videos and stuff. And see, the thing is, you can use your child as the case study for your selected facilitator. So you pick a facilitator and then they use your kiddo as the case study to learn with and immediately see the return on your investment in the training. So if they can't afford the training, you can pay for the training, or if they pay for the training, they end up with a certificate that's going to help them for life. Now, you're also going to expect to book a lot of hours. Your certified facilitator needs a minimum of 15 hours a week to connect with your child. So, and the minimum block of time for your session should be 3 hours minimum to allow for all kinds of facilitation to come up in the home, in the community, everywhere. So it'd be expected to book a lot of hours to do this. Now, the training time in the certification course is free so that you don't pay the facilitator while they work those 50 hours in the certification course. That's their investment to get training. And see, once they're certified though, you're going to expect to pay top rates for childcare, because remember, this is the category where these people are advertising themselves. And with the certification, they are a lot more than just childcare providers, the typical nanny, right? Certified facilitators can easily charge $5 to $15 more than the standard childcare rate, based on valuable services that they're providing for your family. So you're going to want to work out packages with them so that they can make the money that their value is worth, and you can get the dedicated response, okay? So when you compare these sessions, these expenses of certifying this person and then hiring them to work with you hours and hours compared to hourly therapy sessions, the costs are less than half. And you get five times as much time for less than half of the price. And you can use the extra money to go on outings, take vacations, and explore new classes and activities for the child, because you're going to need those kinds of experiences to facilitate the language they need to be successful all over the world. So if you know a caregiver now, or you are a caregiver watching this, you want to head over to wavesofcommunication.com and check it out now. And you caregivers, you're the solution that parents are searching for right now, okay? Right now, they're looking for you to help them. Just like this mom who's commented on this video right here, she's in the market. So I will help you at caregivers develop and market your own natural facilitation business through the process of this certification course. So send your caregiver over, you head over, explore it for free, and check out everything that I have to offer, right? So the certification value is incredible, far more than even college classes, I think, because of the experiential learning that's involved. So that's what I have to share for you today about this concept of getting help. I know that the job is hard. It takes a lot of hours, 2 to 3 hours every day that are focused solely on language. A lot of parents are getting language facilitation done at the same time they're getting other things done. But what happens is when that happens, you got a lot of things to do and keep and responsible for. Maybe you have a job outside. Maybe you have other children. Maybe you have more than one child who's late talking even, right? You hire one facilitator to come into your home, and all those holes in your time, in your effort, in your connection with your child can be filled by this person. And as a result of that, the progress will skyrocket, because it just makes sense. If you're doing a lot of work, then you're going to see a lot of progress. And if there's more influential people and everybody's focused on what's going to happen with this child's development, and what are they interested in? What do they need to learn to talk about? What are they sharing already that they need to shift from behavior into speech? What kinds of issues and power struggles and, you know, all those things are going on in your household out of habit that you need someone to help you step in and introduce structure and consistently get your kid ready to go out into the world, to go to classes, regular education classes, go to the swim class, join the football league or the baseball team or, you know, t-ball, all those things that people want for their little kids to do, but late talkers can't do because they're late talking, right? A certified facilitator in your life will help you get your kid to these goals faster. I'm absolutely sure of it, because when I went to visit people and stay in their homes for just 3 days, all over the world, their changes started happening. The parents changed, the kids changed, and I know that you can facilitate this change too. And change is necessary, because everybody's stuck in your household in comfort zones. You're stuck in habits because you don't know what to do better, and the kids are stuck in habits because they don't know what to do better. When you hire someone to come in your house, they show you. This person with initiative who comes in, connects with everybody, starts teaching from minute one, connecting and teaching and connecting and teaching with everybody, with you, with your partner, with other household people that you have, other kids that you have. And they include all those people in the process to see, get everybody on the job of facilitation. This is what you need to see the kind of solution that you want, the dream solution, the kids going to school next term, the kids starting to talk this month, the kids sharing more than just needs-based stuff. This is what you get when you hire a certified natural speech and behavior facilitator, a social chatterbox who you want to share with everyone in the world. So thanks for watching this video. I hope you'll visit wavesofcommunication.com to check out the new certification course, and you'll start your search now for your certified candidate, your certificate candidate, and enroll in that course next week. As soon as you check out those free things, that course will be available for you and you can sign up right away. I'll see you in the course. Bye for now, everybody. With a whole range of Waves of Communication resources, from free content to customized coaching, you now have access to everything you need to elevate spoken language to infinite success. You are welcome to get your journey started with my 11-week language facilitation Journey to Speech workbook. You can access this workbook and all of the language facilitation resources on my website, wavesofcommunication.com.